Blog Talk Radio.
I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Tuesday edition of Anything But Ordinary Radio. I'm your host, as Chris Block has shared, Mike McCleary. And I am so excited to have all of you with us today. We have a great, great show, as always. We have some amazing individuals who are going to be here to share some great stories. Not only do we have our regular co-host, Maria DiGiovanni, she is back after being gone for a month to Greece. In fact, the island of Crete. She will be with us shortly to really talk about her experience, to share her experience. Some amazing things happened while she was gone, and we're really excited to share all that and catch everybody up on what Maria has been up to. We also have, at the bottom half of the hour, new Guinness World Record holder, Mr. Eddie Rodriguez is going to be with us. I'm really excited to have him. We had Eddie on last week, and he is going to be on with us as well. I'm really excited about that. And along with him is Cheryl Resnick. She will be with us as well, another radio host from South Florida. She's a friend of Eddie's and was involved in his world record performance. You know, it was a lot of people that put together that world record performance. It wasn't just Eddie. But Eddie was the brainchild behind the program, and I'm really proud to not only call him a friend, but a fellow speaker, a fellow person just out to make changes in the world, and I'm excited to have him on at the bottom of the hour. So that's a little update on our show today, and I'd really like to quickly bring in our guest co-host, although he's almost becoming like a regular co-host with Maria being gone, Mr. Jed Ray. Jed, how are you doing tonight?
Woo! I'm doing awesome! Welcome home, Maria.
Yes, welcome home, Maria, and I don't have her live yet. She's still muted. We'll bring her on in a second.
Yeah, but she can hear it. See, she can hear it. She can hear it,
yeah,
baby.
She can. She can. And
How are you, Michael?
I am great. We have lots of great things going on. We've got, a lot of things going on in my life right now, changing, which is a good thing. And I know, Jed, you have some great news.
Woohoo!
Do you want to share?
Yeah. Okay. I'm now officially a professor at the University of Oregon.
Congratulations, Jed.
Yeah, man. Awesome stuff. An adjunct staff member at this point for this year, and the goal is to be full-time next year. That'll be totally cool. That's just one more speaking engagement.
That will be totally cool, and I can't wait to call you Professor Professor Ray.
Yeehaw!
Can you help me today, sir? So we're really celebrating that, too. I want to also really quickly let everybody know we have a business conference, an entrepreneurs conference coming up north of Port Huron, Michigan, which is north of Detroit. We're going to be putting that on November 10th. So look out for more information coming out on that. That's going to be coming out. I'll have more marketing information on that in the next week. We'll talk a lot more on the next show. And we have a lot of things going on. I was big thanks to Harry and Phil from Marvelous Mondays. I was on their show with them last night.
Awesome
a
show.
Great show, as always. Yes, yes.
It was.
Love
it was
Harry
totally
and Phil.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jed. Jed was listening in and playing in the chat room and talking about the chat room. If you are listening right now, please feel free to drop by our chat room. You'll see a little chat icon if you reload the page, if it wasn't already there. And you can join us to chat. If you have a question for any of our guests, you are welcome to drop it there in our chat room. And, in fact, one thing just to let you know, if you have not signed up for a free Blog Talk Radio account, just quickly do so. You can go over and do that You won't leave the show for very long, but then you can actually share in the chat room. If you don't have a Blog Talk Radio account, you can simply watch what's going on in the chat room. We really love you to participate. So please,
then you can use
please,
all those funny faces like I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, Jed's having fun right now in the chat room. You can all come and take a look at what's going on. and then, you know, really I encourage you, all of you, too, check out our archives. We have over 30 episodes now, some amazing guests that you can check out. And a lot of people I know do check out our archives. We have literally hundreds of people who look at the archives weekly and download the show. So stop by, do that, and we'd love to have you. And without further ado, I'm going to bring on Maria in just a moment, but we have a weekly quote of the day. And I like to share a good quote. I like to get us started thinking about something and from somebody who's done something positive in the world. And this quote's from Olympic champion, gold medalist Gail Devers. And her quote reads, "Keep your dreams alive. Understand to achieve anything requires faith and belief in yourself, vision, hard work, determination, and dedication. Remember, all things are possible for those who believe." And that quote, let me tell you, really, really does apply to both Eddie and Maria. Both have been believing in themselves, their vision, have put in that hard work and determination, and they've been dedicated. And I am excited to have them both on, but right now I'm excited to welcome Maria DiGiovanni back to our show. Maria, how are you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We are good.
Congratulations, Jed. I'm really proud of you. That's a huge accomplishment. Congratulations to you.
Thank
you. Wow, Michael, I have so missed working with you. So thank you so much for having me on the show, and I cannot wait for next week to get back to my job.
Well, we're excited to have you back here, Jed. I'm not nothing against Jed, of course. We love Jed, but it's time to get my co-host back.
Yes, it is, and it's okay. I enjoyed my month, but you need to know that there's a reason for Maria being here. It's the dynamics of the relationship. It's totally awesome. You guys are just totally cool together. It works well.
It's all
well,
working
fine. And sharing the love right now, which we always do, Jed, we will, of course, have you back on every once in a while. I'd like to, you know, maybe we can have three of us on at one time. It might be a little fun.
You never know.
So, that virus right there. Maria. Tell us a little bit about Crete
you know what, my experience every time I go is forever life-changing, and it truly is a place that allows me to be the woman I'm supposed to be, and the people and the amount of love that I receive there, it's overwhelming, and I'm so happy that I got to be able to bring it all back with me, and my cup is overflowing. But we did some incredible things, and when I start to share about it, it really makes me feel very humbled and very small. But one of the things that we're doing is the woman who has founded the Women and Children's Shelter on the island of Crete, she's also starting the first orphanage in the entire country. So how amazing is it to be part of, I'm starting an orphanage in another country, the first ever, okay? And when you start to think about that, that's when I start to feel like, who am I? And then you have to go to your quote of the day and realize that I'm God's daughter, and he's put into me and into my spirit to help whatever I can do in order to make this dream come true. And so I'm doing it, and it was pretty cool. And it is pretty cool, and it's still happening. So, woohoo! It was amazing.
So, you know, with everything that's been going on, but, you know, you had some frustrations there, too. Tell us how you're in this place that you love to be. It's a place that allows you to relax. You've talked about this a lot. You know, you can. Is somebody doing something in the background? Somebody shuffling papers or something? Anybody else hear that?
Yeah, no. I did. I did.
All right, Jed. Shh.
It's not me.
Stop.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, you just heard it. Okay.
Well,
I
just heard it.
I guess we're having some. All right, well, we're technical difficulties. Oh, well. We'll get through it. But, you know, this is a place that you love to go. It really is, you like to call it home. Crete is home to you. But
yes.
You got there, and it was a lot of, you spent the whole time pretty much working.
I spent the whole time working. However, the way that we work in this country and the way that other people work in other countries is very different. And so, however, one of my learning lessons for this entire year is just to be, okay, just to live in the moment and appreciate what's going on today and not worry about tomorrow. And that's been very, very difficult for me to do. And one of the things, and it's kind of a hidden joke now, a lot of people would tell me when I was there, Maria, just have a coffee. In other words, relax. Everything is going to be fine. And so my frustration was they don't work the way that we do. However, the way that we work, I don't think it's so great because that's all we do is focus on work. And over there, they really do focus on taking a break and just having a coffee and sitting and communicating. The kids aren't on their computers all the time. They're actually sitting and having communication with everybody, and that's something that we don't have in this country. And, yeah, it frustrated me, but it's also forcing me to be and just live for the moment instead of living for tomorrow.
Awesome. Awesome. Jed?
I'm just sitting here in awe thinking along the same lines. I wrote a piece in my first book on that, just that simple fact is that we don't stop to have a conversation any longer. And it's in a lot of ways, I know this word is a cliche, but it's dysfunctional in a lot of ways. And I'm so happy to hear you say that, Maria, because that tells me that there are people on this planet that still see the value in a human relationship. How fascinating is that? Awesome.
Oh, yeah. The first couple of days I went through really big withdrawals because I didn't have my BlackBerry, okay? I didn't have my smartphone. Oh, my gosh, you know. Well, people don't carry around smartphones there. And even though text messaging is a big deal, really, they don't even like to text or call because they actually like to be hospitable with each other and communicate. What a concept. So I learned to live without my BlackBerry, and I kind of liked it. And because you are forced to actually have relationships instead of, you know, relying on technology.
So did you pick it up already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't take me long to get that fixed.
Maria, you're back on your crackberry, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I have to be addicted to something, okay? But it was amazing, and I went to some incredible weddings, and my best friend's baby was born, and what an amazing experience that was. And it was just, a lot has happened, and a lot happened when I was gone. So, but we're raising awareness and for topics that nobody wants to talk about or listen to internationally, and we're doing it, and we're making a very loud sound starting from Greece.
I would just like to say thank you for allowing us to live vicariously through your eyes. I mean, the pictures were fascinating. The whole process of you sharing this connection that you had with these people. Michael and I and the rest of the world through your Facebook were able to live through your eyes, and that was very special. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you enjoy it? What did you guys learn?
Jed,
I know that I want that rental that you talked about. Is it still for
rent? Say that again?
That rental.
That rental that you talked about right there, the one that was on the edge of the cliff there. In the bay.
That's my home. Isn't it
amazing? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes. I'm still looking for the funding. I want to purchase that piece of property from my family and turn it around, give it back, and start a little cafe. Wouldn't that be great for me to do that there?
Oh, wow.
I'm a single woman, okay, that loves the country, that loves that piece of property. Don't you think that I should have it, gentlemen?
I think so. What do you think,
Jen? I think so. Yeah.
All right, let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Make it happen. Yes, because what I want to do is I also want to use it for transitional homes for the women in the shelter. So during the winter months, I want to be able to use the 6 apartments that I have there and turn them into transitional housing. So there's a lot going on in my head. I just need to make it happen.
Cool. Well,
you know?
let's send the energy that way. Let's make it work.
Well,
let's make it happen.
Good. The girls had a wonderful time bowling. Did you guys see the pictures of the girls bowling?
we saw that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The girls have never bowled in their life, so we really had a good time teaching all these girls how to bowl, and it's the first bowling center in, you know, on the island of Crete in that area. So they had such a good time, and it was exciting.
So
I was going to say, Jed, you might want to go over there and get lessons.
Yes, that would be fine with me. But my question is, can I kind of back up a little bit? When you say girls, what was this group, this particular group of women? What were they? Were they family? Were they friends? Was this neighborhood?
These were women. These are women from the age of 14 all the way up to married women. Mm-hmm. And we brought them all together because we are definitely looking for the new Miss Greece Cosmos. I am Miss Cosmos, okay? So we're looking for our representatives from Greece. So we had a whole bunch of the women brought in, but also it was also for looking for ambassadors for my nonprofit. So they would be elevating and lifting up the organization there that we're making things happen for. So these are the women that are now, thank God, we brought them all together in the way that we did, because now they are willing to go bowling every month and keep the awareness going in order for us to get the funding for the orphanage that much sooner. So that's who these amazing women were.
Applaud. Applause.
Yeah.
My hands are clapping.
Very much so.
Way to go.
It's,
way to go.
It's beauty for a purpose. Get it?
Yep. Yep.
You know, I just don't believe in a beautiful face. You got to have something to back up that beautiful face.
And
go ahead. Actually,
no, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to cut you off.
Yeah, you're cut off for now. Cut me off. I have so many questions.
I know you do. Just a little quick station identification. You're listening to Anything But Ordinary Radio on Blog Talk Radio. We come to you every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and you are currently listening to our interview with Miss Cosmos, Maria DiGiovanni, who is also our regular co-host. Jed Ray is on with us tonight, and he is filling in as our regular guest co-host. But Maria is sharing her experience spending a month in Crete working on, really doing a lot of ambassador programs, working with a lot of the women in the area, starting an orphanage. But, you know, tell us really quickly, if you don't mind, Maria, share a little bit about what it is that you are doing, the beauty for a purpose. Tell us a little bit about your baby and what it's about.
I don't talk about it so much, but okay.
I know, that's why I'm going there.
For Beyond the Green International Ministries is the ministry I started, and I focus on elevating other women's dreams. And also, that's part of this. So I've chosen a couple of nonprofits, and most of the people that God continues to bring towards me are really incredibly beautiful people. And I've noticed that if we take all that energy that we have, whether it's beauty from the inside or the outside, we need to use it for a purpose. And my nonprofit is named for Beyond the Green, because we are forced to promote action. And so we're beauty for a purpose. And there you go.
There we go. Maria, I have a question, and that is, for people who have never been to who've never been to Greece and who've never been to Crete, what would you like them to know about the island and about the people and the country? Because you know you hear, you know, we've heard a lot about the financial meltdown in Greece. I mean, that was a big thing that was last year. But you know, tell me about what the people are like and what the island is like. And for someone who's never been there, how can you put it into words?
No, it's the most decadent dessert that you could ever possibly dream of, Michael. Okay, and I say it that way because it's something that you just have to have, even no matter how much it costs in the long run. And the people from Greece is a little bit different than the people from the island of Crete. I've only spent a little bit of time actually in Athens, and other than that, the 7 times that I've gone, the month-longs that I normally stay, is on the island of Crete. And the hospitality that you receive there is like no other. And I can't really describe it. The couple of people that I've had go with me, it's just overwhelming to them because of the level of love that I receive when I'm there. Mm. And it's kind of runs off of me onto them. So it's as far as the economic meltdown, there's no bigger economic meltdown there than there is here in this country. I didn't notice anything different except for they gave more to me this time than ever before. And so these people really want the tourism to come, and they're willing to. Right now things are so inexpensive because they want people to come. So I would highly recommend. And the weather right now is beautiful. And if you can get a last-minute deal, go. And it just it changes my life every time that I go. So, Michael, next year, July, we need to do the radio station from there.
I think we should all go. We say we all go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I'm definitely, next year my birthday is 7/21/11. Okay, those are good numbers. We need to be in Greece.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's not an option. So definitely going to be there.
Well, I'm all for going. So Jed, we're going, right?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I just pulled up the map, man. I got it already. I'm looking, man. This is awesome.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's nothing better than the island of Crete. And I've got a great home there, so hello.
It's not rocket science,
Jed,
Michael.
Do you have another question for Maria?
Well, I was like,
pulling up the map.
I'm sorry, Maria.
Yes.
What is your connection to Greece? Is there a family connection? What is it that's tugged at your heartstrings?
In March of 2001, I was the stage director and the choreographer for Mrs. Globe organization, which is a pageant system. And I met the international photographer who flew in from Greece on that trip. And the minute him and I met, we had a connection that was bigger than any kind of relationship, quote unquote, could ever be. So he is my brother, my best friend in every sense of the word. And I went to Greece the first time in 2001, and you know my before and after picture, Jed? Pretty much the before picture when I arrived, and because of the level of love I've received from this family and the women in this family, that's my connection. These women on this particular island have healed me.
Enough said. Makes all the sense in the world to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Pretty powerful.
Maria, it's very. And we've only got 5 minutes left before Mr. Rodriguez joins us. This is a question I've been asking a lot lately, and I think it's a really good one to ask you. Where is Maria DiGiovanni going? I mean, what's the future hold for you? If you were to sit back and picture the optimal future for you. I know you've got lots of ideas and still trying to figure it out, but if you were to picture your optimal future 5 years from now, what would it be?
the first thing that I want to say, Michael, is that my business is going to be great, and everybody that I want to elevate is going to be where they need to be, and that's all really great. But I think what I need to start focusing on, and one of the things I want to tell other rape victims, is don't wait so long for your own personal life. So in the next 5 years, I don't know how much closer I will be to having a personal life, but I think I'm willing to open that door and start allowing myself to experience that again. So, yes, I want to see everything that I'm doing for the nonprofit go, but I also think that it's time to personally get moving forward as well.
I love that. And it's really, really important. I'm so proud of you for what you've been doing and you know, really taking the time to, you know, help other people. I mean, really, if anybody knows Maria, she's about helping other people. If there's a person that's just about helping others, when I think of somebody, I think of Maria. And I'm so thankful to be your friend and so thankful that you're our co-host and that you're going to be joining us again next week. And I have one follow-up question, and that is, for people who've gone through, you know, difficult times, what advice do you have for them to get themselves out of, at least snap themselves a little bit out of that trying time that they're in and that thought process?
Depending on what it is, I'm going to first and foremost say communication. Because when something bad does happen to us, we tend to shut down and we isolate ourselves and we go silent. So I'm going to highly recommend that you find the right organization or the right friend or the right person to be able to open up and communicate with. And that is what the key is. We shouldn't remain silent anymore. That's the reason why I have such a big mouth now, Michael. So, anyway, all right, gentlemen, have a wonderful rest of the show. And thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity, Michael, again, as always. And I cannot wait to be on next week.
You rock.
Yeah, we're going to have a great show next week. I'm not quite sure who's on yet, but we're going to have a great show nonetheless. So,
alrighty.
Maria, thanks so much. And so glad you're back and you're back safely. And everyone will get to hear from you again next week.
Perfect. I can't wait. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Maria.
Okay, bye-bye.
You were just listening to Maria DiGiovanni. She is an amazing woman, our co-host, a regular co-host, recent traveler to Crete, Miss Cosmos, and so many, many more things. You know what I did, Jed? What I normally ask all of our guests is, share a little information on where people can find out more about you.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Bad Mike. That's okay. We can put it up there. Mike, you are multi-talented, it says.
I see that. It's
Caravan of Dreams.
You know, we're having a little fun in the chat room. And,
we are.
We're having a little fun on the air. So I'm really...
We are.
We're going to have Eddie Rodriguez. He's going to come up on the air with us in just a few minutes. But before that, Jed, I think we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Please. It's time for a break.
Please. Right. All right, everybody, we'll be back with you in 60 seconds.
Hey, this is Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian, and I want to work with you. If you're ready to increase your knowledge, explode your earning potential, and blow the competition out of the water, that's right, no dealing with traffic jams, crazy gas prices, simply pick up the phone. At Possibilitarian State University, all you need is a phone and a hunger for increase in your personal and professional life. Please visit www.psuglobal.com. That's psuglobal.com. Possibilitarian State University is the place for you. Come on over and get your learning on. This is Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Anything But Ordinary Radio. I'm your host, Michael McCleary, with special guest co-host Jed Ray. And we are here every week, Tuesday night. Please join us at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And if you can't catch the live show, check out our archives. They're available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can catch all the old and new episodes. Please drop by www.blogtalkradio.com/anythingbutordinary. And you can also find out more about us on the Internet at www.anythingbutordinary.net. What a great interview with Maria DiGiovanni, our first half of the hour. And now we get another great special guest, actually a couple guests. We have both Eddie Rodriguez and Cheryl Resnick are with us. Eddie,
smile and wave. I'm waving.
Smile and wave. How's everybody doing?
We are doing great.
Be happy.
And it sounds like both of you are doing great, too.
Oh, absolutely phenomenal. Are you kidding? We have the Facebook queen of smiles, you know, smile and wave. And we also have Brian Kirsch. Brian joined us. He's actually the co-host with Cheryl on the radio show, on their radio show. So, and, oh, I tell you what, we're all doing fantastic. Right, Cheryl? Right, Brian?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I am the one that deemed Eddie as the Smile and Wave King.
Yes, she did.
I dubbed you that. I did deem that name to you. He is the king. There's no question about it.
So how are you today, Mike?
I'm great. I'm glad to have all of you on.
Thank you so much.
Us a little bit. For our listeners, I mean, everybody's going, okay, smile and wave, the smile queen, the smile king. What is going on here? You're all part of a new world record. I'm proud of you on that. But tell us a little bit about what you just accomplished.
Yeah. Okay, I missed the question. I'm sorry, my phone cut out a little bit.
Tell us about the event, Eddie. What did you just accomplish? I mean, I said you're a new world record holder. And people are probably wondering what we're talking about with the smile and wave and the smile king and smile queen. So tell us a little bit about what just happened this past weekend.
I tell you what, the event was absolutely incredible. I mean, what a journey leading up to the event. And I had this thing in my mind where I thought, okay, this thing is going to be absolutely phenomenal. It's going to be incredible. And for me, it turned out even better. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. It was this whirlwind of happiness and joy and people smiling and just having such a good time. And we had tears of joy streaming down people's faces. I mean, we broke a world record for most people smiling and waving simultaneously. The old record was 200. We got 259 signatures, but we actually had more people than that there. We just couldn't capture everybody's signature. But I tell you what, Mike, it was so amazing. I wish you could have been here. It was, it's so hard to describe the moments of joy that I saw happening in every corner was just beautiful.
And go ahead, Cheryl.
I was going to say that I can vouch for that. It was beautiful. And my purpose, you know, being quote unquote the smile queen on Facebook because of the, you know, my passing smiles, and Eddie and I had shared that obviously we had both had come from pain and adversity. Again, nothing, mine, and I said this to Eddie, did not compare to a loss of a child. That I can't even imagine that. But I don't believe in coincidence. I believe there's no such thing as coincidence. And with Eddie and I, which I feel very connected, I almost feel like I feel today almost like we are siblings, that we came from the same family, and our paths are converging now together at this time, and I believe it's because we're both going in the same direction.
Absolutely.
I think we have a goal, and we truthfully, prior to meeting Eddie on Saturday at the Happiness in the Park, I had read his story on Facebook. Somebody had sent it to me. But it wasn't until probably just a few days prior to the event itself when I said to Brian, you know what, let's look into this event. You know, and at that point, he said, oh, my God, well, I know Eddie. And, you know, one thing snowballed into another. And, you know.
Everybody knows Eddie.
Yeah, well, I did not know Eddie. And now I feel like, you know, we're siblings. We got the same
when I say siblings, I believe that because we both have this tremendous smile that it's like, it's almost like a hot potato. You know, when you get stuck with a smile, you, not that you don't want to keep it with a hot potato, but you want to get rid of it because, you know, the joy that it brings to somebody else. So I kind of just throw them out.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I love that. You know what's funny, too, is we're talking about everybody knows Eddie. And you know what? There's some people that do know Eddie. I mean, here's Jed. Now, Jed's in Eugene, Oregon, and he knows Eddie, and here I am in Michigan. I know Eddie. And, of course, everybody in South Florida seems to know Eddie. You know, Eddie, you came from you came through some real trying times, and you decided to make a real change in your life and share joy with other people. One of the first things you did was put on, I'm sorry, I talk about this all the time, but I love the bunny suit. You put on the bunny suit, and you went out, and you just started visiting people and making them happy. That was your whole shtick. That was all it was just to go out there and make people happy. And it really became, it caught on like wildfire. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what happened and how you decided that you wanted to share this concept of smiling with people? And it didn't matter if you were acting, you know, making a bit of fun with yourself with the bunny suit, but you were just out there to make people happy.
Well, you know what's funny, Mike, is that the rabbit suit actually came from fear. It really does. I had a fear of public speaking. I could not speak in public. And as a matter of fact, I was really bad on the radio. I mean, I could not put two words together. I called into a radio show. I remember years ago when I was in Tennessee, and I tried to say something. I wanted to sell some land. And or maybe it was a bridge. I don't remember. But anyway, I wanted to sell some land, and I couldn't get it out. I couldn't speak on the radio. And I was so much worse in public. I mean, trying to, you know, I wanted to be a public speaker as you know, at that time when I started using the rabbit suit, I wanted to be a public speaker, but it was like I would have to speak from behind people because I was too scared to be up front. So I donned the rabbit suit. I grabbed a poem. I'm an amateur poet, so it was one of my own poems. And what's more scary than being seen in something you'd never want to be caught dead in and then reading your own poetry to people out in the street?
Well,
yeah.
Stepping out of the comfort zone, eh?
I was just going to say, talk about putting yourself in a place where totally not your own space.
Well, you know, if you're going to face your fears, you might as well make it the worst fears you could ever think of and just go for it, right? And that's exactly what I did. I started, you know, but the thing was is that the first time that I went out, it was like 2:30 in the morning, and where are you going to go in a rabbit suit with a poem at 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, where did you go?
I'm sorry. I'm smiling and waving
everybody
right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Eddie, you are rocking.
I went to a bar out on Kendall. And here's these five drunk guys. These are the first people that I'm going to read my poetry to. There are five drunk guys out in the parking lot. And it's like I walk up in this big old rabbit suit, these big old ears and things, you know, and I have a polka dot vest and a polka dot bow tie. And I walk up, you want to hear a poem? I didn't know if the guys were going to kill me or but they
That's
let
so
me read
funny.
It. And, oh, it turned out phenomenal. They actually applauded me afterwards. They asked me, why are you doing this? And I told them, I'm scared shitless, if I can say that.
oh, yeah, you can say it. We're not regulated by the FCC here.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I was scared, man. But, you know, I said, break your fears, Eddie. Break your fears. I had
did
to
you
do
have
it.
To go back in the, did you have to go back in the bunny suit more a few times until you finally got it, or was it just the one time?
Oh, no, I kept going out. After I wound up at 6 o'clock in the morning at Denny's, not Denny's, oh, it doesn't matter. It was one of those places that, and I was sitting there talking to these guys, teaching them about how great life is and how you kind of just let go, let loose, live life completely, love it, and understand that not everything's always going to go your way, but it's okay. You know, the mistakes are a great thing.
In a rabbit suit.
In a rabbit suit, yes.
Oh, yeah, you had a lot of, I'm sure at that point they probably were looking at you and thinking, a lot of validity coming out of this man. That was the funny part.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome. you know, I don't know how many people have said to me, I can't believe that I'm getting advice like this from a guy in a rabbit suit.
Sure. Credibility, you just threw it out the window.
That's
it. And yet you probably had everybody so intrigued, and that was the whole purpose.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Life is such a gift. Just accept it.
I agree.
Yeah.
And Eddie, one more question for you before we ask a couple questions of Cheryl and Brian, because I want to follow up this whole experience you had going out in the bunny suit at 2 a.m. to a bar to get over your fears reading poetry. By the way, real quickly, I'm going to quick share Elizabeth Smith is there.
Yeah!
Eddie.
I just saw her come on.
Hey, Elizabeth, how are you?
And she says hi, so she wanted you to know that she said hi.
Yeah.
Really quickly,
she's so cool.
You went through a lot of tragedy. You lost a daughter. You had a was it a stroke?
It was a cerebral hemorrhage. Yes.
You went through both of those things, and you didn't get down. I mean, you went through a real difficult time in life, but you didn't give up on life. You didn't.
No.
You didn't go to that place and just say, I'm done with life. It's all over. You still, to this day, are out there to tell people how amazing life is, how you should enjoy it, how we should smile, and be friendly to each other, enjoy life, even through some major tragedy that many people have can't even imagine going through. What was different for you? What's your secret to happiness that so many people don't seem to get these days?
Well, I tell you, one of the keys, and there's so many keys, but here's a couple that really work in my life, and that's number one, forgiveness.
Mm.
No matter what happens in your life, learn to forgive. Because when you hang on to all these things that you perceive happen to you and things like this, it just tears you up inside, and it gets you sick, and you know, you can't stand things, and you don't want to look at things. So learn to forgive, not only the people that you believe have done something to you or the circumstances that have happened and things like this, but learn to forgive yourself for the mistakes that you make. Because you know what? Those mistakes aren't really mistakes. Those are only gifts that are given to you, and we just don't realize it. So that's key, forgiveness. And then the other thing is expectation. We all expect things to go a certain way. And if they don't go that way, we're disappointed. But you know what? If you have no expectations, if you just put it out there and allow it to be and allow it to come when whatever form it comes and just say, you know what? I'm going to live life fully. It doesn't matter, because if something happens, that's okay. That's part of life. It's part of learning. It's part of living. It's part of experiencing. Take those experiences. Don't have any expectations on what's going to happen. Just live your life. If you say, I'm going to do this, and this is going to happen, chances are it won't. But if you say, I'm going to do this, and allow whatever happens to happen, it's going to be a beautiful thing, and I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to love it, and I'm going to take care of it, and I'm going to make it my own, then now you got something. Now you have something that you can work with, because you're not expecting all those things. You're just knowing that life is going to be good no matter what.
It's really interesting that you made a comment. There's one word you used that is very, very powerful, and hopefully everybody heard it. It's the perception.
Yes.
You perceived that indignation. You perceived that behavior. You perceived that notion or that idea. Wow, how powerful is that, Eddie? Thank you so much. That hit me deep, dude. That
was good.
Awesome. It's very, very true.
Right. I like that.
Well, and the value here is exactly what you said, is that, you know, until we can come to grips with what's inside us,
mm-hmm.
and understanding, wow, I mean, that's powerful, bud.
Thank you.
You rock.
Oh, man.
Sorry,
it's,
that
know,
wasn't a question, Michael, but I just, I mean, when he
no,
hit
I,
me.
I,
I know.
Oh,
my gosh.
See, that's why I love being on this show. It's so good.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun here. You know, we like to laugh. We like to goof around.
Absolutely.
Because really, that's what life's about. I mean, you know, we're here to inspire. We're here to inspire our listeners to re-examine their life, but also to enjoy their life and find things that they can do that are enjoyable. And that's why we're here every week, to share stories of individuals who are doing, you know, like Eddie, like Maria, who are out there making a difference, and they're enjoying their life even when it's not perfect. So, you know, I really encourage all of our listeners to do that. But I want to get to Cheryl and Brian. Tell me a little bit about this experience. And Cheryl, you briefly talked about, you know, getting involved with this program only a few days before, you know, this world record was set. But what was it like being there? And what did you get out of it? Cheryl and Brian both, what did you get out of this? And what did you, you know, walk away with that day that made a difference in your life?
Brian, you want me to go first, honey?
Go ahead, young lady.
Okay, thank you, kind sir. First of all, I want to say, before I say anything at all, I want to say I have a smile right now from ear to ear because I am so fortunate because I'm the only woman with four men. So how groovy is that? Smiling. As far as I'm concerned,
it's
I'm the center of attention.
That's
it's raining men. You see, and that is my song. Now you guys know that little, Michael, now you know that little secret between Brian and I. It's raining men. And,
it's raining men.
That is a secret between Brian and I. I stated it once on the radio as being my, or rather on Facebook as being one of my favorite songs, and I get up in the morning and I dance to it. It's Raining Men, and then he came back with another song of his. I played mine, he played his, and so tonight I got blessed to be on this show with all you men, so, I mean, it's Raining Men. He set me up, and I had to hit it out of the park because that's normally what I do.
That's it, but that's why I had to come back for one for the guys, and that's why I played California Girls. And it was like, and she said, "Are you challenging me?" And I said, "Yes, I am."
And yes, like, and I love a challenge. And truthfully, I think that, to be honest with you, when you know, coming to with me, I love a challenge, and I love a smile. And I love that, well, for me, I mean, when you said, you know, you got involved the last minute, yes, involved with Eddie at the last minute and his purpose, which was so wonderful, and I'm so thrilled, but not involved with the smiles in the last minute, because I've been doing this on Facebook now and the radio station for about 3 months now, I think, and my whole concept was simply to share smiles, because I went through a very painful part of my life last December. In order for me to get through the pain, when I finally, you know, woke up after a few months and got off the couch, and I started to slowly open up my computer again and go to Facebook, and I really got such unbelievable inspiration from people that I didn't know. It was blowing my mind, and I thought, oh my God, these people who don't know me, it's almost as if they're talking to me. They're sharing such unbelievable messages here. I need to soak in and drink in every single solitary message. And I did that, and then it came a time when I realized it was time to let go of my pain and my hurt, and it was time to, you know, recognize it and put it away. And I actually went onto Facebook one morning, and I decided, for some reason, I don't know why, because I say I'm a private person, but now after obviously being in radio and having a story, just like you, Eddie, it's kind of hard. You know, you don't want to be private anymore because the idea is, how can you hide your smiles? I mean, they're there.
Right.
So,
you don't want to hide them.
I told my story, basically going from my pain to my, you know, from my adversity into a different place. And I got 40 comments on Facebook, 37 of them I didn't know. And when I would sign when I would acknowledge their post, I would say, you know, something in pretty, you know, with depth in it, and I would sign off sending smiles. So I kind of got dubbed at that point, and I switched it then eventually to, since my name is Cheryl, to sharing, C-H-E-R, in quotes, and then I-N-G, sharing smiles. And Brian was one of the guys that, quote, hit me under with a thread. I did not know Brian. And he begged me to come on his radio station. And I also had a fear. I didn't go in a costume, though, Eddie. But I, you know, I was
It took about asking her four times to be on the show because she had never done radio, and it was like, come on already, get on the show. And that's why I told her, I said, you're the most difficult person I've ever had that hasn't wanted to be on radio.
That's the irony, because now I feel like it's only where I'm supposed to be, because how else can I get this message out? You know, so when I met Eddie, obviously, going back, you know, full circle, it just felt like, it kind of felt right, you know, because I do believe that smiles are, when anybody ever says to me, Cheryl, wow, you have a beautiful smile, I always tell them, and I mean this wholeheartedly, because I know where it came from. It's honestly coming back, it's coming from them, and all I'm doing it is taking it, and it's resonating, and it's radiating back to them. And that's what you do with a smile, you pass it on.
I agree with you. Brian, what did you, you know, this event with Eddie, what did you take away from seeing, you know, over 250, probably over 300 people, all there just to celebrate happiness?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you exactly, it wasn't so much of what I took away with it, but the first thing that Cheryl did when she first walked in is she saw this one lady that had a booth there that was selling these new kind of skirts that she designed. And so the thing is, I went away there seeing how Cheryl could go up to a lady that had her own skirt on and said, I want that skirt. And the lady went into the bathroom, took off her skirt, and sold it to Cheryl. And so Cheryl walked around the rest of the day with this other lady's skirt. So that I walked away with. And that was fantastic. The other thing that I walked away with.
I'm not bashful.
That's right. That worked out very
good.
Yeah,
we can tell.
And then the other thing is that we got to listen to this radio show, and so, of course, I listened to the first half an hour, and so I quick friend Maria here, and I look at her and see that she's going to go over to Greece, so I'm starting to think, well, I'm going to Greece here along with her then. So I think things are working out great here. There was just a lot of people that came together with the smiles. It's amazing because one of the things that I like talking about is my first concept of when I hear people just talking about smiles is I think, okay, we're talking to a bunch of flakes here because we're talking about smiles and just blah, 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 a lot of fluff. However, it's amazing because it does create something in your body, whereas a person can't be depressed. And right now with how the economy is and how a lot of things are in the world, a lot of people don't know that the love and the happiness does come from within themselves. And to see people that can actually use their own physiology and actually stand up straight, put a smile on their face, and, oh, by the way, when they do that, they actually start feeling great again. And that, to me, is the whole key of the thing is, you know what, get out of your crap, put a smile on your face, and let's start making things happen again. It's no longer putting things out there and saying, well, look at how bad the government is, look how bad these people are, look at how bad these people are. It's let's own our own power again. Put our own smiles on, and let's start feeling and kick butt again. And that's what I see it as.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
I get one clap. Thank you very much.
And you know, and what's
standing ovation.
All right, Brian, you're the man. And you know what's interesting too
woman.
Is that. And don't forget it.
I know I won't.
Yeah, she's got four men, man. Don't worry about
yes,
it.
That's right.
She's
I always
got a tough number, doesn't she?
I always say Brian's the brains and I'm the smiles. So there you go. Well, Brian has a smile, too. Are you kidding? I mean, I get my smile from him every day. And if I do, we all have down days. But you know what? There's always somebody there to share a smile. It's a beautiful thing. And I have a tremendous fan base. And I actually, when I throw my smiles out, you know, every once in a while, I'll just toss them on the page itself. I mean, I'm, you know, with quotes and stuff, but sometimes just a handful of smiles just catch, you know, I'm throwing them out to you, you know, who's going to grab them, you know, sporadically just do that. And amazing, you know, how many people I've really are from all over the country. And there's one particular man from London, and 31-year-old, and truthfully, if you saw his picture on Facebook, I swear to God, you'd think it was a mugshot. Like, he must have been doing time behind bars. No smile. So I, you know, one day he wrote me and he said, you know what? He said, I don't smile. And I thought to myself, I could see that. And he said, but guess what? After you threw all those smiles out, guess what I'm doing right now? And I said, what? And he goes, I am smiling. And you know, he goes in my inbox almost every single solitary day with a smile. And he keeps saying, I'm going to change my picture. I'm going to change my picture. And he hasn't yet, but he doesn't let up almost every day go by without a smile.
Cool.
To me.
But you know what? Awesome. You know what else? And I will say this about Cheryl is the
other
thing.
Yeah, real quick, because we're running out of time, Brian.
Okay. Just within the short 2 months' time, I mean, it's the Unforgettable Facebook Connections fan page has gotten over 1,100 fans on there. The way that it happened is Cheryl and her sister got together and said, look, the way to build this up is we'll donate $1 each for every person that joins this and give it to the Susan G. Komen Race for a Cure. And they had a friend of theirs, Teresa Lana, that's a stage 3 cancer survivor. And, I mean, they actually, they walk the walk. And that's why I love working with Cheryl and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will step up for Cheryl there, and she is kick-ass to work with.
Thank you, sweetie.
Hi, Brian.
I'm
Cheryl.
Smiling.
Love her energy.
We've only got a couple minutes left, Brian and Cheryl. Really quickly, can you give out some information about where our listeners can find you?
Go ahead, Brian.
Unforgettable Facebook Connections. Go to Unforgettable Facebook Connections. Go to Facebook and just do search of Unforgettable Facebook Connections. We always put out the information. Cheryl's show is on Mondays from noon until 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Also on – yeah, that's what I said, didn't it?
Yes. But Unforgettable Facebook Connections is 3 separate words. And, Brian, how about those YouTubes?
Oh, that's great. In fact, I was going to post that because all you got to do is put in the name Cheryl Resnick. She's got 2 kick-ass good videos that she put out there that it'll show you that she'll do whatever it takes to get someone to smile.
Yeah.
Well, everybody check it out on Facebook, on YouTube there. Look at Cheryl Resnick, R-E-S-N-I-C-K. Eddie, where can people find out what you're doing now? And we've only got 1 minute left. We've got 60 seconds left, and I want to give you the last
word. Eddie, hurry.
Number one, really quickly, where can people find you? And then what's next? You set a record. Elizabeth from the chat room wants to know, what are you doing next?
Okay, you can find me at smileandwaveamerica.com, and that's A-N-D, so smileandwaveamerica.com. And what's coming up next is I'm going to be working with Cheryl and Brian on some different projects, and also I'm going to have a post-record-breaking party so that we can all get together, and once I receive that certificate from Guinness, we can have a great party and celebrate together that we got our certificates. And then I'm going to be taking a trip around America helping people to smile. So, if, you know, you live somewhere in America and you'd love – the Smile King to come and visit you in your town, please contact me, and, you know, we'll make arrangements so I can get out there and help the world to smile.
Eddie, let's go to Greece, too, with Maria. Let's go to Greece with Maria, Eddie. Jeez.
There you go.
Yeah,
let's go to Greece. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, you know what?
What's up, guys?
Eddie, Brian, Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us today, and we will we'll do this again because we're, like I said, we've got about 60 seconds left. Eddie, though, I want you to know I'm making you one promise. When I do a big someday when I do in the next couple of years and I do a really big show where we're in front of 20,000 people, you're coming up on the stage in a bunny suit and we're gonna do another world record right there and get everybody smiling and waving in the arena. How's that?
Yeah,
that would be
me
awesome.
Too. I'm up for
that.
You come out to West Coast and do the same thing.
Heck
all right.
Yeah.
Thank you for
Cheryl,
having
Brian. Eddie,
thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, that was Eddie Rodriguez, Cheryl Resnick, and Brian Kirsch. They were all with us tonight here on Anything But Ordinary Radio. And we only have 30 seconds left. Jed, you got 10 seconds. Anything you want to say?
Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your life, Michael.
And same here, and I want to encourage everyone. Normally I tell everyone to go out there and be extraordinary, but check us out every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Go out there and smile and wave. Have a great day.
Woo-hoo!
We'll see you all next week on Anything But Ordinary Radio.
Don't you dare.